Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Test 2-9. This Mishnah and the one that follows, which are really a pair that are connected, seems to be talking about more about Naziruses that are committed when a person has a child, which was the topic of the last couple of Mishnayos, but actually that's not really the point at all. The point of this Mishnah and the next one is how to deal with a situation in which you engineer a scenario whereby there's two Naziruses which are overlapping potentially. Two Nazir's commitments that are overlapping. Normally that can't be the case. Normally if a person says, I'll be Nazir three times, that means he's a Nazir in serial three times, one, and then another, not overlapping. But the Mishnah will come up with a case where a person becomes a Nazir in like an overlapping situation, and it happens, the example it chooses one on which it's, he becomes a Nazir when his child is born, but it could have been any other contingency. Now, before I say this Mishnah, I want to say I'm learning this Mishnah according to the Bar Tanura, which is our policy in this Shir. That's how we always do it. Since I try to say the halacha at the end, and since for Ashkenazim the halacha ostensibly would follow Tosos, I'll learn this Mishnah and the next Mishnah very differently. I'm going to learn this Mishnah just according to the Bar Tanura, and the next Mishnah, which is really a package deal in truth, I will at the end of the Mishnah then re-explain how Tosfos learns the Mishnah like the Rosh, in contrast to the Bar Tanura, who's going like Rambam, and then that'll be the sort of a summary at the end, so that'll be the halacha l'maisa for Ashkenazim, presumably. Okay, so here the Mishnah says inside. If a person says, Hareini Nazir, I commit to being a Nazir, v'nazir kishyeh li ven. I'm also going to be a Nazir when I have a son born to me. So first his commitment is to become a Nazir now, and then his second commitment is when he has a child, a son. So then, hischil mona eshalo, he starts counting immediately. Now, if va'ach kachno lo ben, in the middle of his process, you know, 15 days into his 30-day nazirus, so he has a child. So the point is, so what? He took on a commitment to become a nazir, one thing at a time. First, mashlim eshalo, first he finishes his nazirus that he took on for himself, those first 30 days. And when that's done, mona eshel beno, then the obligation to become a nazir, by virtue of the fact that he had a son and that was his commitment, will kick in. And he'll, at the end of the first 30 days, he'll cut his hair, he'll do his three karbonos, then he starts again immediately with his second 30 days in recognition of his son being born and that commitment he took on. If, on the other hand, he says, Hareini nazir, kisheli ven, the first commitment he makes is, when he has a son, he'll be a nazir. But then the Nazir, he also takes on a second commitment to be a Nazir. The second commitment is clearly second and second to the first obligation to be a Nazir when a son is born. But he didn't specify specifically when he'll do this second commitment. And since he has no son now, it's certainly possible for him to do his second, quote-unquote, second Nazirus first, the Nazirus of being a Nazir, because he has no child now at all. So he has an option. He could wait and do his Nazirus after the first Nazirus is done, meaning after his son is born, he'll do two back-to-back. But he doesn't have to. He could do one now, and a second one, like his one, but the Mishnah will call it Shalom, his Nazirus that he took on independent, you know, irrespective of having a child. He can do that one first. And then he can deal with the second one that has to do with him having a child second. So what happens if his chil, he indeed opts to do that. He opts to take on the Nazir Shalom, his independent commitment to be a Nazir, irrespective of having a child. He starts that one now. And then, after his chil mona es shalom, he starts counting his own one. In the middle of that, 15 days in, so then he has a child. So now he has a problem, because his commitment was when the child is born, he becomes a Nazir. So that becomes like a defining moment. Now he has to become a Nazir now for the sake of his child being born. And you can't double dip, you can't overlap, you can't do two Nazirs at the same time. And therefore, maniach eshalo, he puts his current Nazirus like on the side, literally puts it down, like goes on pause. Umona eshel beno, and then he counts the 30 days he committed to regarding his son's birth, Nazirus. And after that, v'achar kach, so then after that, meaning then after that, he'll shave his hair, he'll bring his karbanos on behalf of the Nazirus he did for his son, and now he goes back, umashlem eshalo, and he has to finish up and complete the commitment he made regarding becoming a Nazir that was independent of his son being born. Now, there is a side point, a technicality, which is You can't do your hair cutting at the end of your Nazirus if you haven't got 30 days of hair growth. So if he, as it says in our Mishnah, took on just a generic commitment for Nazirus, which is the 30 days, and 15 days in he had his son born to him, so the Hashlama, the completion of his original Nazirus, like I call it the second 15 days, that could be done, so to speak, after 15 days. He'd be done with his commitment, technically speaking, to be a Nazir. The problem is he can't complete his Nazirus yet because he can't cut his hair yet because he hasn't got 30 days of hair growth. So anyways, he'll have to sit around for a full 30 days after he cut his hair the last time till he can cut his hair this time to end his Nazirus. So even though it says Mashlam, it doesn't mean complete. It means like essentially effectively start again. But if hypothetically, and in fact this will be the case in the next Mishnah, but I want to speak it out here because this brings up the point. If hypothetically his commitment was, I'll be a Nazir when my son is born, and I'll also be a Nazir for 100 days. So then, assuming the child is born in the first 70 days, what happens is he can be Meniach, he can put his first Nazirus on pause. He can then observe the 30 Nazirus on behalf of the commitment he made for his son being born. He can then cut his hair, bring his Karbonus, and then resume where he left off, adding up to whatever, you know, let's say after 60 days into his Nazirus of his 100-day commitment, his son is born. So he paused after 60, he does the 30 days for his son, and then he does the last 40 afterwards. No problem. Okay? Our Mishnah says that, it just, there's a technicality, according to the Rambam, like the Bartanura, that he would have to, anyways, wait 30 days, because he needs 30 days of hair growth, so he can do a second shaving and a second set of korbanos. Again, I'll explain this Mishnah according to Tosos very briefly at the end of the next Mishnah.